Today is Thursday, the 19th of March, the feast of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the fourth week of Lent. The nuns of Mary, Queen of Apostles, sing the hymn, Te Joseph Celebrant. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Amen. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph, who helped bring up Jesus. Matthew presents us with a family tree for Jesus that presents him as the offspring of 3 times 14 generations, from Abraham, to whom God's promises were originally made, through David, who seemed to have fulfilled them, to the deportation to Babylon, to the arrival of Jesus as Messiah. What do you think this gospel reading is trying to tell us? Before they lived together, Mary was found to be pregnant. Imagine for a moment that you're with Joseph as he discovers this. Is this a bit shocking? How might he be feeling? See if you can speak with Joseph about this. From the Holy Spirit. Does this make a difference to the shocking news? Continue imagining Joseph's response as this unfolds. As you listen to the passage again, try and get a sense of God's careful plan to bring Jesus to us and Joseph's place within it.
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
Finally, just reflect on all the movements that have taken place inside you during this time, and see if you can turn them into a prayer to God. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.